We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo was astounded to hear that a beautiful Italian girl was held captive by King Pantan in the city of Zaitun. The king informed Marco that he intended to marry this girl, Benedetta Corsini, within the week, and Marco Polo decided to speak to the girl. Eventually, he found out where she was quartered, and he climbed onto the balcony and spoke to her. Benedetta proved to be a beautiful maiden from Genoa. She told Marco Polo that she did not wish to marry King Pantan. While Marco Polo and Benedetta were talking, they heard someone approaching Benedetta's room. Marco Polo hastily took cover on the balcony, crouching down outside the door. Then King Pantan entered the room and approached Benedetta.
Oh, Pearl of the West. Oh, beautiful Benedetta. I come now to feast my eyes upon you. You are clad as our Eastern women. Lift your veil that I may look upon your matchless beauties.
I obey you, King Pantan.
I have not yet held you in my arms. I have not yet embraced you. And I will not embrace you until we are man and wife. But I trust that in time you will come to love me.
I can never come to love you.
You are a slave. But I am about to change you from a slave to a queen, to a ruler of a nation. And you will learn to love. I have waited many years to find a suitable wife, and you have stolen my heart. I will teach you to be happy, Benedetta.
Oh, King Pantan, I know that you mean to be kind to me, but I feel that I could never come to love you.
You will learn. And now I have news for you. There are two of your countrymen here.
Two of my countrymen here?
Yes, Niccolo Polo and his son Marco. The young man, Marco Polo, has performed many valiant feats and has done much service for the great Kublai Khan. I hope to become the friend of Marco Polo. He will be present at our wedding.
He is my countryman. May I not set eyes upon him before the wedding?
Not so. I have sworn that no other man shall look upon you until we are wed. If Marco Polo seeks to look upon you, then shall he die.
If you could not slay Marco Polo, have you not said he is the friend of the great Kublai Khan?
I am the ruler here in Zaitun, the Tower of the Sea. And if anyone breaks my laws, they will pay the penalty. But I do not think Marco Polo will seek to break my laws. I will come to visit you each day before our wedding. Now, do not shrink away from me, Benedetta. It is my desire only to give you happiness.
You can never give me happiness unless you give me freedom. Unless you allow me to return to my own country.
That I cannot allow. You are my slave. I purchase you.
And that is always to stand between us. Always I am to remember that I am a slave purchased with your money. Knowing that, can I ever know happiness?
Can you never come to love me?
Never.
Mayhap I will teach you to love me. Rest assured that all men will bow down before you. Another time I may take you to Pekin to present you to the great Kublai Khan himself. You will know much glory. You will have riches. You will have many precious jewels and fine raiment. You will have slaves who will obey your slightest command. And you will have a husband who loves you. What more can you ask?
Happiness and freedom.
You are strange to this land. Soon you will become used to it, Benedetta. Now I go. I will return to see you on the morrow. Do not think harshly of me. Think only that I desire your happiness. I trust your rest tonight will be undisturbed and easy. Farewell.
Are you there, Marco Polo?
I am here.
Come into the room. Did you hear what the king said?
I heard, and I find it in my heart to admire the man.
But I do not wish to marry him. I do not hate him, but I could never love him.
I know that.
Marco Polo, will you not help me? I look to you for aid.
I shall not fail you, Benedetta. I have known you but for a brief while, and in that time, it has come to me that at last Marco Polo has met the woman that he loves.
You say that you love me?
Oh, you are beautiful. And when I look upon your face, something in my heart told me that my search for the perfect woman was over. I have found her. Can you return my love, Benedetta?
I know not. Have not many women loved you?
Many women have loved me, but I love but one. That one is Benedetta Corsini. Because I love you, I will not fail you.
I could come to love you, Marco Polo.
We have to face many dangers, Benedetta. But trust in me. Have faith and strive to return my love. I go now. It is not safe for me to remain here.
A moment.
What is it?
You have said that you love me. And something in my heart tells me that I love you.
Benedetta.
Take me in your arms, Marco Cotto. Help me and protect me.
I dedicate my life to you, Benedetta. And in some way, we shall find happiness together.
A few minutes later, Marco Polo stealthily left the balcony and returned to his own quarters, where he found his father and Benno anxiously awaiting him. Niccolo Polo was in a state of great agitation, and he greeted Marco Polo eagerly when he entered.
Marco, I am so glad that you have returned. What happened? Did you see Benedetta Corsini?
I did see her, father, and I have found the woman whom I shall marry.
What madness is this? How can you marry her? Is she not to wed King Pentan?
Yes, King Pentan loves her, but I must find some way to make him change his mind.
Oh, you will bring us all to our death, Master Marco.
Not so, Benno. I desire you now to go to find the General Tarpin Zoo. Beg him to come here and speak with me.
Marco, you are not going to tell the General of this madness.
Well, the General is our friend. Allow me to speak with him. Go, Benno, do my bidding.
Oh, as you will, Master Marco.
May I remind you that you have been in love before? Do you remember Juliana Becchi?
I remember Juliana Becchi, the first woman I ever loved. I was a callow boy, and she made a mock of my love.
You imagine that you love the Princess Zidana.
Oh, that is all past. I know now that I love Benedetta Corsini. She is the only woman I will ever marry, and I will do all in my power to prevent her from marrying King Pentan.
But King Pentan is a goodly man. He is related to Kublai Khan.
All that I know, father, but I cannot live without Benedetta.
It seems to me that you will die without her, my son. Ah, Tarpinzu comes now.
You come for me, Marco Polo?
Yes, Tarpinzu, I desire your aid.
It is my duty to aid you. Are you not a friend of Kublai Khan?
I am the friend of Kublai Khan, and you will admit I have done much service for the great emperor.
I do admit it. Without you, he might have lost his throne and his life.
I have asked no favors from Kublai Khan, but now I do ask one.
How can you ask favors of Kublai Khan now? He is in Pekin.
I know it, but you are his representative here, and you can grant favors in his name.
What do you ask?
I ask that you forbid the wedding between King Pentan and the Italian woman, Benedetta Corsini.
Marco Polo, I cannot do that.
Well, Kublai Khan can do it.
Yes. Kublai Khan can do it.
Then, will you do it in his name?
Why do you ask me this?
Because I love Benedetta Corsini, and I wish to marry her.
But King Pentan is a great man, one of the greatest men in the land. I would not forbid him to marry the woman of his choice.
You can forbid the marriage in the name of Kublai Khan.
But what reason can I give for forbidding the marriage?
Can you not say that Kublai Khan does not like his relatives to marry women of the Western race, and that the marriage should be postponed until Kublai Khan's permission is granted?
I could say that, but what do you intend to do?
I intend to win the friendship and confidence of King Pentan, but I must have time. The marriage of the king must not take place this week. I beg of you, in the name of Kublai Khan, whose life I have spared.
What say you, Master Niccolo?
You, my son, have done much service for Kublai Khan, and I think you should grant him this favor, Tarpinzu.
So be it. I will seek peace with King Pentan. I cannot forbid the marriage, but I will tell him that I think it will be discourteous to the great Khan if the wedding takes place without his consent.
I thank you for that, Tarpinzu. I will not forget.
But I make a condition, Marco Polo.
Yes?
You must not attempt to help this Italian woman to escape. If she marries you, it must be with the will of King Pentan and Kublai Khan. Give me your word on that.
You ask much of me.
I will do nothing unless you give me your promise.
Well, so be it, Tarpinzu. I give you my promise. But I will not aid Benedetta to escape. And I will not wed her without the consent of King Pentan and Kubla Khan.
It is well. I will go now and speak with King Pantai.
Marco, I will not allow you to break the promise which you made to Tarpan Zoo.
I will not break the promise, but it is going to be difficult.
Do you think that Tenshan will consent to postpone his wedding?
I know not. I only know that I am in love. That I will risk my life, my honor, everything in order to aid Benedetta.
Is it worthwhile to risk your honor for love?
Oh, father, cease to plague me.
Oh, Marco, my poor son. I believe you are really in love at last. I know not how this problem will be solved, but I sincerely wish that in some way you will find happiness.
Great King Fenton, I come before you with a humble petition.
Begone, Tarpan Zoo. Are you not the representative of the great Kubla Khan? You need not be humble with me. Kubla Khan is my royal master. I owe homage to him, and I obey his orders.
That is well. I have been giving certain matters much thought, and I know that the great Khan does not approve of his relatives marrying women from the West.
Why, what words are these?
I ask that your marriage with this Western woman does not take place until the great Khan has granted his permission.
Hear you, Tarpan Zoo. Neither the great Khan nor anyone else shall prevent me from marrying Benedetta Corsini.